A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In April 2002, the United States and Canadian bishops, at the request of Pope John Paul II, called together the Third Continental Congress on Vocations. They gathered delegates together from all parts of the Church in North America who ministered with or served young adults in any way. All who gathered, including the young adults themselves, were there to discuss what could be done to affect the vocation response in North America to priesthood and religious life. What could be done to awaken the personal, particular call? As they gathered, they talked and listened to one another about how one can listen for and hear their name being called by Jesus. Such a conversation among people is a dangerous conversation, because the reality becomes that the listening and the hearing is not a problem to be solved, but a grace offered and received. Opening a conversation about being called by Jesus wakes all who are conversing to the reality that Jesus indeed calls. The question is, how do I personally respond? In today's gospel, when Jesus calls the 12, it is stated, when they came, he called the disciples to himself. When they came, he called his disciples to himself and then chose the 12. Before choosing the 12, there was the night of prayer. When day came, there is a particular quiet that precedes the dawn. I do not mean the silence of the night that he spent in prayer, but the quiet of the dawn. One can imagine that Jesus' prayer began to coalesce as the dawn began to arrive. As the moon waned and the sun began its ascent, Jesus' attention turned to the ones who had been following him. The quiet backdrop of dawn, when the birds begin one by one and the night animals return to their dens, this time allows the inner voice to be heard. Jesus heard the desire not to be alone. Alone was good during the night. It was what he heard during the night. It was an alone that fed his spirit. But now, as day comes, as the sun rises and night returns to its home, he calls his disciples to himself, no longer alone. In this particular quiet of the dawn, the disciples hear his call and they come. We know they came, and probably at once, because there is no mention of any kind of time lapse He called them not to just the place where he was, but into himself. He called them into the space in his person where they could see themselves. The mystery of who this man was is being illuminated layer by layer, day by day, as they follow him. And on this particular day, when day came, in the quiet of dawn, he calls some of them into a deeper accompaniment. When they arrive, he calls 12 by name for a particular purpose. It becomes personal. The first part of the call was as a group, disciples. But now the call is personal and particular. What must it sound like to have Jesus call your name? The timbre of his voice, the resonance of my name on his lips. This particular call comes when day comes. This particular call comes through prayer, evangelization, experience, and mentoring. Only after Jesus has taken the 12 through the realities of communion with God, preaching the gospel, being actively present to his mission, and accompanying him in his travels and teaching, do they hear the personal, particular invitation. And so it is with us. Those gathered at the Third Continental Congress in North America came to the same conclusion. This personal call, this being chosen by name, was not something that happens out of the blue in an instant. That general call for discipleship comes this way at baptism, but our personal, particular call comes when we have learned how to pray, when we have been in relationship with Jesus by way of his gospel, when we know what it means to be an active participant in his mission, and we have accompanied him in such a way that Jesus has become our mentor, our guide, our wisdom figure. Then we hear our name on Jesus' lips. My name on Jesus' lips. Perhaps then this is what we can do to awaken vocations in our day and time. We can pray, evangelize, offer to share the experience of discipleship, and become mentors to a new generation. Then we can and must invite by name individuals just as Jesus does. We can invite them to consider being called into apostolic life in the church, into living a life vowed and dedicated to bringing about the kingdom of God. Be it as a married person, single person, ordained, or consecrated, it will be personal and in response to hearing Jesus' name, Jesus, call my name, on his lips. There is a particular quiet at the beginning of a new day, at the emerging of the sun. Today is a new day. When day came, he called the disciples to himself and chose 12, whom he called apostles. This is a word, a gospel that is ever alive. Jesus is still choosing today. This is person.